Earlier this week, Governor Roy Cooper's statewide stay-at-home order went into effect. That presents a particular problem for the 9,000 North Carolinians who make up the state's homeless population. Naomi Prelow reports on how the city of Greensboro is approaching the challenge.
Each person who enters the Greensboro Sportsplex has their temperature taken via a touchless thermometer. Then, while standing at a distance, they're asked about when they last traveled. The Sportsplex is, in times like these, an ideal place for a homeless shelter. It's 10 times larger in square feet than the Interactive Resource Center, which serves homeless people in normal circumstances. Michelle Kennedy is executive director with the Interactive Resource Center. She says the creation of this shelter was necessary.
We've been following guidance from National Healthcare for the Homeless, HUD, and the CDC, and the reality is if you have a tent encampment, and it's a pretty stable encampment, you're better off there than you are going into a shelter. So this is a voluntary shelter.
It's a 24/7 shelter and will remain open for 2 months. Homeless people over the age of 60 will stay in hotels. Kevin Fuller is 42 years old and says he's been homeless for the past 5 months.
Shutting down everything as far as work and stuff like that is really hurting us because we can't work to get somewhere for us to stay, you know. So it just kind of came out of nowhere at the wrong time, but I don't know, we got to deal with it.
Dealing with a pandemic when you're homeless starts with issues of overall health, according to Carrie Nance. She's also with the Interactive Resource Center.
Difficulties for our guests have been public services that are normally available to them have closed down. I think even social services isn't operating right now. Even us being able to provide laundry and things like that, we can't do that for them. So that seems like a really unimportant thing in some senses because it's, you know, at least we're giving people a place to stay, but that's a big deal.
Moses Cohn Health and the Greensboro Police Department will have a presence here. And restaurants are donating food, enough so that people here will get 3 meals a day. They will also get a chance to shower in shifts. Each person at the Sportsplex gets a blanket, pillow, toiletries, and a cot that's positioned at least 6 feet away from their neighbors. Naomi Prelow, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.